to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
Don't assume the biblical account of church history ends with the book of Acts. The seven churches in Revelation chapters 2 and 3 draw a striking resemblance to the development of the Christian church down through the centuries. Sardis represents mainline Protestantism. The Reformation restored biblical authority, but it also created a dead orthodoxy. The Reformers were men empowered by the Spirit. Today, churches carry their name, but lack their power. Being a Lutheran doesn't guarantee you the devotion of a Luther. Does your church hold to tradition because she's lost the fire? Philadelphia represents the evangelicalism of the last two centuries. When God opens a door for evangelism, He expects His church to have opportunistic faith. The Philadelphians were weak, but they took the little strength they had and used it for the glory of God. Sadly, the church of Laodicea looks a lot like the church today. Neither spiritually frozen or on fire, she's room temperature. She takes her cues from the world, but like a warm drink on a hot day, God spews her out of His mouth. God stands at the door of this church and knocks. It seems the church of Laodicea has locked God out of His own church. It's time we rose above the spiritual complacency of our day and became overcomers. Beginning in our hearts, it's time we let God have back His church.
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.